You probably know our next guest is an actor playing Jack Bauer on Fox's 24 and President Tom Kirkman on ABC's Designated Survivor. He also has the Kiefer Sutherland Band. They're heading back out on the road. He's got a new album out, and he'll be at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco on May 4th. He is Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer, thanks for joining us here on The Drive.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for doing this. Kind of a general question.
Taking the time.
Sure. Kind of a general question for you. How do you compare kind of the artistic experience of acting and directing to writing and performing on stage? I mean, are there any similarities between the two worlds, or are they very different animals?
I thought I was going to be able to use 30 years of working as an actor. Certainly that was going to help me on stage. And I was wrong. The one part of that component that I left out in my thinking about it was that for 30 years I've been able to work as an actor and have a character. When I go on stage with the music, the songs are very personal in their mind, and I don't have, it's kind of, I leave myself in a more open position than I think maybe I ever have before. So they ended up being incredibly different for me. And so it's almost impossible to compare them, except for the fact that in both circumstances, I'm telling stories, and that seems to be the common thread of the thing that I enjoy the most.
Now, given your packed film schedule, filming shows such as Designated Survivor, you've also managed to have a pretty intense touring schedule with the band as well. What's the experience been like on the road for you?
It ended up being, we played almost 75 to 85 dates last year. It became kind of one of the most exciting things that I've ever had an opportunity to do. Kind of as I intimated earlier, it required me opening up in a way that I haven't done before. And by that I just mean in the context of explaining where I was when I wrote this song, and that we might have this, between the audience and I, we might have this one thing in common. And I just enjoyed it immensely. Certainly at the beginning, I doubt that anything probably ever made me that scared in the first few shows that we would play. And by that, I mean maybe 20. And then for a variety of reasons, things happened, and it ended up becoming a whole new way for me to kind of partake in telling a story about something, and that really is the driving force of what excites me about working as an actor as well. There was something about the excitement and the newness of it, and it really hasn't, in many ways, it's transferred over to the acting as well. I think I approached Designated Survivor with maybe a more open sensibility than I have before, and so it's kind of re-energized me in a creative way. So I guess that long answer for that. Sorry.
That's okay. So given all that time on the road, what did you learn about yourself, and what did you learn about music?
I think primarily the biggest thing is that I won't quit. As I said earlier, the first few shows, it was not easy. It was, I had to force myself to get out there and do it, and I think I was very nervous and kind of did not know what the outcome was going to be, but I pushed through it, and I think that's something that I have done all my life, you just kind of push through it, and then I started to, then I got to a place where I actually really, really enjoyed it. And I can't say enough about the audiences that we got to play to over the last year and a half. But there was a thing that I started to really feed off of. But I guess the thing that I learned about myself the most would be that, if I task myself with something, I'm gonna follow it through for better or worse.
So a number of California dates coming up for you on this tour. You're playing the massive Stagecoach Festival down in Southern California, along with our own Great American Music Hall up here in San Francisco on May 4th. What have the California shows been like for you so far?
Well, this was the first place. I live in Los Angeles, and we would kind of play everywhere but Los Angeles, but we would play south of here. You know, so this is where, for me, it started. And I can't say how generous and kind the audiences have been and supportive. So, you know, this will always have a special place for me. With regards to playing something like Stagecoach, you know, we were just so kind of thrilled to have been invited. I mean, when you take a look at the acts that are on that list, to have been given an opportunity to play for an hour or 45 minutes, to us is just a real privilege. And so for that kind of a thing, we're just grateful for the opportunity to play something like, you know, a little bar or the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. That gets to be a really, really special thing, because those are much more intimate experiences. And the thing that I've enjoyed about our shows the most is, at the end of the show, whatever preconceived notions that I might have had about an audience, or whatever preconceived notions they might have had about me, hopefully at the end of it, we start to realize that we've got probably a lot more in common than you would normally think. And I think that shared experience has been amazing, certainly from my perspective. And again, that started here in California, and we'll always be grateful for that.
Now, a little earlier, you mentioned about playing a character on TV. Do you bring that into songwriting at all? Are you writing as a character, or are you writing as yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've spent a lifetime kind of playing characters. And I think when I started writing, and when I started writing a lot more, the things that I would draw on were kind of the personal experiences that I had gone through. And like anybody else, they were very kind of general things. Loss of love, finding love. I've unfortunately, over the course of my life, have lost some really good friends way too early. So I would write about that. And it just became the easiest thing. I think the only song on the record that is really not a personal story would be a song called Shirley Jean, which is about a man's last night before his execution in prison. But everything else, it was just what was in front of me, and maybe I wasn't or am not evolved enough as a writer to spend a lot of time trying to craft or create a story when I never kept a diary in my life. This ended up maybe becoming that for me.
Right. Now, was it a little scary to open up that diary for everyone to read?
Well, that was the thing that I wasn't expecting. You know, I figured that 30 years of being on stage or in front of a camera, I would be able to go out and figure out how to perform, and that would be that. But all of a sudden, when I would start to say, you know, I was in this place when I wrote this song, and this is what I was writing about, I realized I was talking about my life. And so I put myself in a position to open up, maybe in a way that maybe I wasn't prepared for. And that took a little bit of an adjustment. And I have to say, when I finally did, and I just came clean with it, and this song is about this, and da-da-da-da-da, it was a really freeing experience for me. And I think that's part of why I enjoy doing this as much as I do.
Now, you can hear a number of influences in your music. There's some rock, there's some country, there's some Americana in there. Were there any artists in particular that helped shape your sound?
Well, gosh, I'd have to go all the way back. I mean, Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote such kind of, even though the productions of a lot of their music was really big, the lyrics and the songs were really intimate. That's what I was starting to listen to when I was 8 or 9 years old. Tom Petty is probably my favorite American artist. I don't think he's ever written a bad lyric. And so, and if you listen to his records, there's an incredible amount of diversity where he can go from a real rock song to kind of a country feeling song to very bluesy stuff as well. I would never, ever put myself in the same sentence as those people, but they are certainly people that I've listened to over the years that have really, really inspired me. But the list is so long. You know, the band, just sonically, the band is something that if we could ever get a sound that was that kind of warm and sophisticated, would be something I would give my hind teeth for. So it really crosses a wide spectrum. When I think of writing, I think of Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash. They told really linear stories. I think that's my real attraction to country music. So those are just some samples of people that have certainly affected me as a listener.
Now, I'm sure when you got into all this, you knew there would be the criticism, oh, he's an actor trying to get into music. Did that come into your mind at all when you decided this was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, I certainly was aware of it, and I'm certainly aware of the stigma of an actor doing music. I probably, you know, as you kind of laid out that question, I probably wasn't smart enough to realize the potential position that I was putting myself in until I actually got on stage. And again, it was that moment where I actually had to, you know, where I felt I had to explain where I was when I wrote this song and why I wrote it. And I realized, regardless of the fact that you might think I've lived a public life, I have, but I've always managed to know that a lot of stuff that is said is just simply not true, and I would know the truth kind of for myself. When you start actually explaining the truth in the middle of a concert, I felt really exposed, and I remember it making me feel kind of very guarded and uncomfortable at first. And I think it was a show in Ann Arbor, and I think maybe because the audience was sitting down and it was maybe a little more quiet, I just ended up having more of a conversation with this audience in the middle of these songs. And it was one of the most freeing, kind of enjoyable experiences I've ever had. And so it was kind of having to push to a point, and then you either kind of break through that barrier or you don't. And lucky for me, I did. And I have to be honest, you can never control what the press is going to say or not say. But I do think you have some control in the context of a show and to the people that have chosen to come to that show. And that experience for me has been one of the kind of, I would have to be honest, it's been one of the great experiences of my life. And to be able to tell stories in 3 to 4 minutes through a song and kind of point out that, you know, if there's anybody in the audience that has lost someone that they love way too early in their life, this is a shared experience. If there is anything, if you had your heart broken in this fashion at a really young age, then we have that in common. And so this idea that we can leave a show at the end of the night and whatever preconceived notions we had about each other at the beginning, a lot of that's been broken down. That, for me, has just been a really special experience.
Now let's go way back to the beginning here. I think it was early 90s you got into country music, and that kind of opened the door for you into this project. Talk a little bit about how this came together for you.
I was rodeoing. I got into cap roping and team roping, and I would tour kind of California, Arizona, New Mexico, West Texas, and sometimes into Utah. And I would travel with two cowboys, a guy named John English and another guy named Steve Gilson. And we would haul all our horses together from kind of one rope into another. And country music was on the radio, and that was kind of really my first exposure to it in kind of a heavy way, where we're driving sometimes 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I was listening to it all the time, and that's when I started to really get into Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson. And the reason why those people stood out to me was just their songwriting. They told linear stories that were really, they weren't plain, there was a simplicity to them, and they were so direct, and it just became a kind of style of writing that I really, really respected and really understood, and I found great kind of symbiosis with those songs and connected to them. And that was in the 90s, and it was through rodeoing, and it's just been something that I've just really loved. And again, I really believe very strongly that one of the great things about a great novel or a great film or a great song is that whatever you might be going through in your life, you realize you're not the only one going through it, and there's some real comfort in that. Country music, from a lyrical point, has been my strongest kind of identity towards that than any other genre.
All right, you can catch him at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco on May 4th with his band. You can catch him on ABC on Designated Survivor. The latest album is Down in a Hole. You can find it anywhere in stores and online. He is Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer, appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time, and good luck on the road.
Mike, thank you very much, man. Thank you.